back for another year, Senator, off to a big start for you. A couple of your pieces of legislation, safe to say, repeats from the last couple of years, hoping to see make it through. I know one of those, your big priority is, again, Max's Law.
Yeah, so Max's Law was a piece of legislation that I filed originally 2 years ago. And what it does is it increases the penalty for killing a law enforcement canine in the line of duty. Right now, killing a law enforcement canine is less severe of a crime than breaking out the window of a police car, which admittedly is a serious crime. But, you know, these animals put their lives on the line to keep the public and their human partners safe. And so we need to make sure that the law protects them. Last year, we were able to actually pass Max's Law through the House and Senate and get it onto the governor's desk. But it was vetoed for reasons unrelated to that provision. It was a part of a broader omnibus public safety bill. And so we're working on that legislation again to hopefully get it signed into law. The bill is actually named for canine officer Max, who was a police canine with the St. Joseph Police Department, who was shot and killed in the line of duty back in 2020 while serving a domestic assault warrant. Officer Lucas Winder, who was his handler with the St. Joe Police Department, had approached me back at the time of Max's death and asked if we could do what a lot of other states were doing, which is enhancing the law for killing a law enforcement canine. So that was really the genesis of Max's Law. And so I'm hopeful we'll be able to, you know, get that across the finish line and into the statutes this upcoming legislative session.
I know that those priorities for you, again, a repeat from last year, and that refers to the property taxes seniors pay and taxation in general sometimes.
Yeah, so we had a bill last year, Senate Bill 190, that did two principal things. The first is it eliminated the income tax on Social Security benefits. At that point, Missouri was one of only, I think, 11 states that still taxed Social Security as income at the state level. And so we eliminated that to put more money back in the pockets of Missouri seniors who were under a lot of financial strain with the inflation that we saw last year. And so I was able to get that across the finish line, proud to have that signed into law last year. There was another provision on there that allowed counties to adopt an ordinance that would freeze the property taxes on the primary residence of a senior's home. We've seen both in Platte County, as well as areas around the state that I don't represent, that have seen dramatic increases in property taxes. And for seniors, that's particularly difficult for them because they're on fixed incomes oftentimes. And so when their property taxes, you know, jump up by 20, 30, 40%, it's difficult for them to make ends meet. And then you have a risk of a senior being literally evicted from their home by the government, which obviously is not right. We passed, as a part of Senate Bill 190, a protection that allowed counties to freeze the real estate property taxes that seniors would pay. There are a few issues that were identified by some counties around the state of just some language that they would like clarified. And so we have a cleanup bill that I've pre-filed this session that will seek to make some of those changes. And, you know, we'll work with the counties because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that as many counties as possible adopt this protection for Missouri seniors to make sure that they are not at risk of being evicted from their home by government.
So that's not something that's just, quote unquote, a casualty of living in a big city. Happens anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it happens in the suburbs. Like I said, Platte County, you know, we've seen real estate property taxes, you know, go up by 20, 30, 40% in a single assessment cycle. And for folks who are on fixed incomes, that's not something they can just casually adjust for in their budget. We want to make sure we're protecting our seniors, protecting people's homes, you know, make sure that we're striking that right balance. And I think Senate Bill 190 did that. Again, there's just a little bit of clarification that I think some of the counties are looking for before they adopt those ordinances. And so look forward to working on that issue again this year.
That's what the new session also means, the return of you as the chair of the Judiciary Committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will be my, hard to believe, my sixth year chairing the Judiciary Committee. I came in my freshman year in the Senate and was chairman of the committee. You know, we focus on a lot of issues in judiciary, from civil law reforms to criminal justice reform, working on issues on public safety and law enforcement. And so I look forward to working together with all those different stakeholder groups, with prosecutors, with law enforcement groups, to make sure that we're keeping the public safe.